Whenever.
All right. Oh, we're ready? We're coming on?
And you're ready. Is Reed ready?
Is Reed ready?
Nope.
And four, three, two, one. And welcome to Flowing with Famous, your all things Fresno podcast. This is Famous Whitewater with me, as always, the Fresno podcast guru, Mike C.
Hey.
Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you? Joshua.
I'm doing well.
You prefer Joshua or Josh?
People always ask, and I really, it doesn't matter to me, and so it's just such a weird, thing, as if they are different. Because to me, they're not. I'm like, call me Josh.
Mike and Michael.
Right, yeah.
I don't care. Yeah.
Who was that?
I don't know.
Suddenly, there's an extra voice here tonight.
From Dorktown.
From Dorktown, we have producer Becky doing a guest spot.
Dorktown Podcast.
Which we appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, we're going to talk about some Fresno stuff, because that is what we do here on Flowing with
All
Famous.
All right, let's do it.
And we'll jump right into it. You have the list, so...
What if Clovis comes into play?
Whoa.
It always does.
It always does. Clovis, yeah. we're so connected, yeah. Fresno and Clovis, that, you know...
I think we should put up a fence.
Should we?
Yep, too many Clovisians...
Where would it be?
...abuse Fresno stuff.
Where would the fence be?
I guess we want them spending money in Fresno.
Yeah, we do. Where would that fence
go up? Well, it
would
be all along Willow, wouldn't it? Willow is the border, right?
That's the border.
Yeah, I think Willow is the border, so...
Let's do it. It gets kind of crazy, though, in the south. Like, travel south, there's
south of Shaw?
Yeah, it gets Jump weird.
Around. Oh, yeah.
You could be, like, way, way, way out east and still be in Fresno.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the county islands.
Fresno's kind of surrounding Clovis.
Yeah.
Clovis has, like, the east.
I think what we really...
Did you?
That was me, I think.
Are you sure?
That was some sort of noise emanating.
I think it was a ghost in here.
I think what Fresno needs to do is just take over. Just take over Clovis. And because think about this.
Let's have a war.
If we take over Clovis, we get Clovis's downtown.
We
don't have to worry about downtown Fresno anymore.
Yeah.
We have a new downtown Fresno.
Downtown Fresno would be the suburbs.
Right.
And then it would. So then that would fix it.
This is
because
beautiful.
It would be the suburbs, and people would fix it then.
I'm liking this idea.
They'd like it, and then downtown Clovis would start turning
shitty. Right, and everyone would be like, "Where you want to go to downtown Clovis? That's dangerous down there.
Dangerous down there. I'd go out the that. What, it would be a southeast Fresno district.
No one would ever go to the rodeo because they would be scared. They would be like, "Well, I would go to the rodeo, but have you ever walked around down there after night?
They should move it away from there.
They need to move it. You know where they should move it? Downtown Fresno.
Yeah. No, that's downtown Fresno. Now, we're in the world of that's downtown Fresno, Josh.
I'm sorry.
Move it to,
so they need to move it out to the suburbs, Chechansey Park.
Yeah, over by Chechansey Park.
Have the rodeo at Chechansey.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
We should think about that.
Yeah.
People of Fresno. Yeah.
Think about that.
All right, so let's get into whatever we were really going to talk about.
There is lots of sellouts. Apparently.
Yes.
Fresnans are
so some
are
music.
Selling out
some music news, I guess. In the last couple weeks, I have noticed that there have been several shows that have sold out. So, A Day to Remember played at the Rainbow Ballroom. I'm not going to pretend that I know who this band is or what
I know them.
But there, do you?
Yeah.
Well, there were a ton of kids out. For the show, like
it's like the melodic metalcore kind of.
It was
stuff.
A Friday
that on Beehive.
Pop, yeah, it was metalcore. Like a Friday evening, I think. Around the block, there were kids there at like 8 o'clock in the morning. It was insane. Yeah, just camping out. Yeah, hanging out. So that's that show sold out, and I think it actually sold out before a couple days before the show. The Airborne Toxic event. They have that show coming up in June at the Visalia Fox Theater.
With the Fresno Josh Ty.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very excited.
Used to be Josh's drummer.
Here's why I'm excited. Plus one. I'm on the list. I'm on the list.
You got a backstage pass?
I don't... I mean,
is there a backstage?
Probably, if you're in
Probably.
Fox
Theater. So that show sold out, right? So it sold out. The Jason Newsted show last night sold out.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I heard that the rodeo is either sold out or close to being sold out both nights for this year.
And then who are the entertainers?
So Love and Theft, who I don't know. And then Dustin Lynch, who actually I interviewed for the B, and great guy. He has a song called She Cranks My Tractor.
I love that. I might need to listen to that.
And it's like, I'm listening to that. She cranks my tractor.
I think Reed has a little bit of that.
Yeah,
maybe.
Could you get
just
a clip
a little
of
taste
that?
Of that. Hollywood looker in a John Deere cap. I go fast, she hollers faster. She's the first one at the hayloft ladder. A girl like that's what a country boy's after. She cranks my tractor. She cranks my tractor. Like it.
So I call him, or he calls me. He calls me, and I answer the phone. He's like, "Is this Josh Teehee?"
What?
Like we were best friends.
Name already?
Yeah. I guess because maybe they pass along my name to the public. Up. Whatever.
Now you're gonna talk. Hey, but I want you to know you're gonna talk to Josh Teehee.
So and
he's big time in Fresno. Don't treat him well.
So it was like we were best friends, and he's like, "I love your name, man. This is Dustin Lynch." I was like, "Hey, all right."
I bet he says that to all the reporters.
I don't know, but so apparently he's one of those rising stars, which is what the rodeo does. Mm-hmm. They bring in these guys who like maybe 2 or 3 years later are huge, you know, and will never come back to Fresno.
I never think about that enough, I guess. Yeah, because I'm not a rodeo fan.
Because don't give about the rodeo.
I know.
Right.
Rodeo's wrong, people.
So, anyway,
stop rodeos.
Yeah, right? It's kind of crazy. And so I wonder, is this a positive sign for Fresno? Are more people...
Maybe that's something about the economy. Yeah,
I don't know.
We're on the upswing.
And things are also getting out there. More people are seeing that things are coming into town more.
Yeah, I'd like to say that it's me.
Yeah, since your Fresno B regime... Fresno is coming back.
I'm just saying.
Fresno is now stopping and listening.
They're like, wait a second, music in town?
Well, hey, get this. Last flowing, we were talking about how the Grizzlies, weren't making enough money.
Right, right. And then they had
and we're like, wow, we need to go out. Right. They had a huge sellout.
They had two gigantic nights. Yeah. So they had that ring night.
Ring night was their biggest night they've ever had in Grizzly history.
And apparently it was kind of crazy for a little bit. Because they had people camping out overnight,
right?
And then when they finally like opened the door, it was like Walmart on Black Friday.
Yeah.
So that went well. And then the next day they had the Mini Maker Fair, and that actually drew, I think it was like close to 10,000 people. It was actually bigger than the first Taco Truck Throwdown.
Whoa!
So.
Crazy.
Yeah, they were very excited about that. So, I mean, maybe it is. It's flowing with fingers. People are listening, and then they're going out.
Huge listenership that's just doing it.
But
I also saw since then we were talking about the Grizzlies. They have the number one attendance in the PCL, and which is
what is going on with them then?
What's going on? The number one attendance in that Pacific Coast League. And they still lose money every year. So what are what's going on with the other minor league teams? That
are the other stadiums as high maintenance and as nice.
It's expensive. The Grizzly their lease is expensive, but the city did lower it a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's still apparently one of the bigger
bigger
payments a team has to make for. Staying in a stadium.
But it's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great scene. I wouldn't change it.
Yeah.
That's the best thing I think that has happened to downtown.
Sorry, Jim Patterson.
Sorry, guys.
I wouldn't change a thing.
I would maybe rotate the entrance so that the entrance is actually on the Fulton Mall.
Yeah, good.
So you have people walking through the mall to actually get.
The only thing
we
is,
always come up that way. And then, yeah, I was actually getting mad at people because they were parking and walking down that one street by the Greyhound instead of walking down the Fulton Mall when this beautiful mall is there.
Yeah, and
that's why they're ripping it out.
Yeah,
the mall.
It's gonna happen. Well, we're referencing how busy it was. We ended up parking because we went to the Makers Fair one, like you were there, and we ended up parking on the other side of the Fulton Mall, back behind the Kino by Kino.
Wow!
Yeah,
and we walked the full length of the mall.
See, there you go.
And it was nice.
Now,
and she got to play in the fountain area. Yeah. She got to play in the kid area.
Were there
with your children?
Any sort of like hoodlums trying to rob you?
Not at all. Nobody's, just families.
No one tried to murder you.
No one.
Or rob you.
We saw the glistening muscle guy.
That's my favorite. He's my favorite.
He was rad.
Yeah.
I was like, how did I not know about this?
He's been, the blogosphere has documented him.
Yes.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that is an interesting thing, you know, because it does seem like the Grizzlies are doing well, but then you hear that they're losing all this money. And I think the Grizzlies are great, and I think what I like about them is they have their fingers on the pulse of what's happening, you know, and they're really innovative in terms of like their programming and whatnot, and also, you know, baseball,
and they're part of the Giants,
right?
Yeah,
that's big.
Even though I'm an A's fan,
ooh,
that's right. Whoa. East Bay.
I know nothing about any of this. I don't even care about baseball. So let's talk. Moving on. Are we done? Are we done with the Grizzlies talk?
Yeah, sure.
Talk?
Let's go.
So there
Numskull.
Was
skull.
Yeah, there was some other interesting news that came up that I have not been. We always do venue news when it comes up.
We always music enjoy venue, talking live about music
venues. And there are rumors. It's more than a rumor because I've sort of had it confirmed from several places, but not from any of the people that are actually involved, but that there are a group of local music types who are buying or have bought the Starline and Starline Grill.
Yeah.
And it includes
Starline Grill too.
Yeah,
that's
it awesome. Includes Eddie Numskull and I think his name's Jason Pistressi. He's like one of the guys from Sugar Hill or...
No, he's from the Madeira band that's now broken up.
And then this Paul Cruikshanks, who's been around in the scene for a while. So it's a group of guys, I guess, and they are hopefully buying the Starline, which I think, you know, will go a long way to making this that venue sort of one of the top venues.
Heck yeah, if they can do it and run it. Because I think we've referenced this before on Flowing about how, because Numskull does a lot of the they'll bring, I don't think I know Ed Numskull is from here, but I don't think Numskull is based in Fresno. It's like,
no, I think they do a lot of
all over the state.
All over, yeah.
And they have a lot in slow brew.
Yeah.
And I always notice how the slow brew shows, Fresno gets about half of what slow brew
a little
brew
better,
gets.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering
I see the bands I want to see, like, oh, that band
they're playing
slow
in slow brew, but they're not coming here.
Right.
And once in a while, like, some of that same band will come to, like, Fulton 55 or Audie's or Starline, but not always. And I'm thinking, hopefully, if he has a stake in the club, that you're going to see more of those
shows
that slow brew gets that we don't get.
Well, what I think is great is, you know, I've always thought that the Starline is probably one of the better venues in town, you know, but it's always been a management issue, you know, in terms of who was booking it, you know, different things, you know, everyone is...
Yeah,
lots of people
long history of problems
with management and various things. So if you have a group of people in there who all have like knowledge of the music business and dealing with bands and blah blah blah, you know, I think that's going to make it instantly one of the best venues in town in my mind.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to track that down. I have a call in to a couple of people, but I've heard it secondhand from several people, and it was posted up on Facebook, but I haven't been able to confirm, so hopefully I'll get some more info, because I really think it's, that would be a, like one, it would be a game changer in the same way that Fulton 55 was. Especially if they are able
to get that all ages thing back.
If they can figure that out, yeah.
Or at least 18 over or something.
Yeah, definitely.
And if they, I like it when Starline, they didn't do it very often, but I like it when they would open up the grill, like that door that's in between.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could like go over to the grill if you want to, because sometimes it's hard to get a drink because it's such a small bar club.
Right.
And it was nice that you could go over to the grill and bounce back and forth. Right. So hopefully if they do take that over, they can do that.
They would
do
both. Accessible.
Right. So we will follow up on that when we have
Josh is on it. He's a pro.
When we have more information. But I really do think that's going to be a cool thing.
Direct message Josh on Twitter if you got info.
Yeah, what's please. Your, please do.
Joshua Teehee?
At Joshua Teehee.
At Joshua Teehee.
Yeah. So you can find me on Facebook as well if you
and
need.
And the Beehive.
I'm everywhere.
FrizzleBeehive.com.
Okay. So that's cool. Moving on. What's
List. There's a Dusty Buns had some problems. What would, now what happened to their bus? Something happened to the bus.
You know, the bus, I think the engine
Dusty Buns the mother of all food trucks in Fresno, the Dusty Buns.
The mother of food trucks. So so the engine blew out, and a group of concerned citizens took it upon themselves to have this fundraiser for them, you know, because they're like, hey, we want to make sure Dusty Buns continues, and so they have this fundraiser. And either I'm not sure the timeline, but at some point, a local blogger gets on his blog horse and writes this really kind of just strange post about how terrible it is that Dusty Bun should have all these people like you know, coming out to help them. I think as I couldn't really understand the point of what he was saying, but I think it was something along the lines of like, well, there are other food trucks in town that have had similar situations and no one helped them, why not, you know.
Go ahead.
No. And so James Collier, who's another local food blogger, put up a really cool post and sort of, you know, step by step went through and sort of debunked the entire thing. But it's a really good read, and I think what I took away from it is that Dusty Buns is just one of these places that I think is like a new kind, it's a new kind of capitalism, new kind of consumerism, where you as a consumer are invested not only in the product but in the people who make it, in the community from which that product comes, if that makes sense. And I think that's really cool, and I love Dusty Buns. Like, I think it's good food, but I also think that the Dustin and Kristen are just like the coolest people they're in the world.
Sweet.
And
yeah.
Right, they're so sweet, and when you go there, like, I don't know about you, but every time I go there, like, I feel like, oh, these guys really like me for some reason, you know? Like, yeah, whether I'm worthy of it or not, but, like, I feel like that personal connection.
And they're from Marin.
Is that true?
Yep.
Oh, all right. Yeah. There you go.
They do make you feel like, oh, they remember me.
Right.
And I don't know if it is because they actually do remember me or if they're that's just their vibe, but, like...
Right.
I always get that, like, oh, they know who I am.
Right, but whatever it is, it works, right?
Yeah,
because then you want to go, you know. And there are other places where you don't necessarily get that feeling. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that this blogger who was talking about it, you know, he was like, well...
Do you want to say who that is?
It's the Cured Ham.
Yeah.
And I don't even know who that is, necessarily.
I've never met him, but he's always been blogging. I know... Yeah. I took him to task on a Dorktown once because he was complaining about how Fresnans, like it seemed like in a serious manner, like, Fresnans don't realize. He was complaining about how many Fresnans love Me and Ed's.
Oh,
he was like, Me and Ed's isn't Italian. Isn't a real Italian pizza. I was like, we know it's not Italian.
Right.
We just like it.
We like it because it's
Jesus.
Good.
Nobody's going around saying it's done. So I remember that. But like, he does do good, smart posts too.
Well, and I mean, I think this post, I kind of appreciate it because for whatever he was saying, it at least got this like dialogue.
And I think him and James are friends from what I'm aware of. So,
But it really started this dialogue about what makes these guys, Dusty Buns, like different and special and better, let's say, than whoever else.
And they, besides taco trucks and catering trucks, they started the food truck thing in Fresno as well. Yeah. So you have to appreciate that.
Yeah, they're the one. I mean, yeah, taco trucks aside, they're like, hey, we've been doing this for years.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
But I mean, they're really the ones that they paved the way. They paved the way. So there is, you have to give Dusty Buns a little bit of more leeway than anybody else.
Right.
So,
and I think maybe that was kind of his point. I think it was just like, you know, his point was like, hey, how come if this, you know, were to happen to another food truck or maybe another brick and mortar, would the same thing happen?
Yeah.
And probably, it would probably. Because if the train depot, like, yes, let's say,
go. Who all just these people love the train depot.
And I think it's the same thing. And for me, that's the idea of like really being connected to whatever it is, you know.
If there's a lot invested in something. Yeah. Exactly.
A lot of business that I think that would happen. I think Fresno Brewing Company, people would do that for Fresno Brewing Company. Yeah. I think the boxcar
Keith's boxcar.
If something happened there, I think people would do something similar. Mm-hmm. So there's like this local.
If the Fulton Mall something were to.
Oh. I know. Oh, wait. That's heartbreaking.
There's only Kyle's. Kyle is the only one left.
The city of Fresno was starting to outsource trash.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't
know. But what are they going to do with all the artwork in the Fulton Mall if they do that?
Burn it.
Burn it.
No, they're not. From what I think, from what I hear is, I don't think any of that's going to be misplaced. I think they're going to work around to make all that stuff still work. There'll be little vignettes.
Becky and I were doing some engineering. I'm an anti-traffic person, but we're all. I guess you could put. Or you could put the street right here and go around that.
Right. It'll yeah.
If you did it one way, just one lane, one way, I guess you could do it without destroying too much.
That defeats the whole purpose of what the city wants to go
through. Right. It's not what the city wants to go through. It's what will work.
Sure. Whatever.
Sure.
Well, I mean,
I'm not convinced.
You know? You have to give in at some point. You just have to give in and go, you know what? You're right. You're right, all
you're right.
People.
It's looked like that my whole life.
Right.
You're right.
I'm still not... I just foresee traffic on there, and I don't see anything different happening. I just don't. I don't know.
Well, you know,
I see less people walking along it.
Well, Well, I think that, you know, they have statistics that can kind of back up what they're saying, and so I have to appreciate that. But I still feel like it's never been given full chance, and it never will. So,
yep.
From my point of view, I lived in Fresno when I was a young girl, and I didn't even know downtown existed. I had no idea what it was. And then when I moved back to Fresno and started to get to know people, I found out what downtown was. But before that, I had no idea. I lived in North Fresno. I lived in Madera Ranchos. I had no care for it. But it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really.
Really is.
So. It's back. People are living there.
I appreciate it.
Let's not see what happens every time on this
get
podcast.
A downtown discussion.
We always go back to the mall.
That was my fault.
And when we get, yeah, we get I wonder how long a streak we have going. Reed, do you have the map
numbers
on that?
Can you do a little
a Fulton Mall references?
Compute noise for us.
Okay, let's see. That's 593 times the cosine of the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow. Nope, I can't do this kind of work.
So Dusty Buns, I think we're all in agreement, is a one-of-a-kind place that we all love and we go to all the time.
They're allowed to get help. I like that they didn't, you know, like they didn't go and say, help us.
Right, and I think that would have been a different thing. If they had shown up And here's the thing. Even if they had done that, I think people would have still showed up, but they didn't, you know. What's your favorite Dusty Bun item?
The grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Mine, one of the specials is the duck with the, they had like apricot or peach and duck, and then ricotta cheese with like a lemon in it. Oh my God, that was the best.
Was it a sandwich? What was it?
Yeah, it was a sandwich. Huh. It was a little sandwich. But other than that, the Dusty Bun, the chicken sandwich.
Either the Eggman, I love the Eggman, and also the Water Tower burger that they have on Fridays.
What's that one?
It's a burger.
At the Water
Tower. It's a real burger though?
It's like a, yeah.
It's like actual beef?
It's beef and cheese, and they call it guacamole, or they call it avocado mash, but it's guacamole. Yeah.
You're but not it's a, full of Josh, Dusty
It's
Buds.
A lot.
It's guacamole.
It's a lot of like, yeah. So that's it. Yeah.
I'm going to try that now, because I just thought they were just like, I didn't think they put beef in things.
Oh, no. Yeah, they make actual.
All right.
I don't think, and I'm going to say this, and hopefully no one will yell at me for it. I think that the taco mm-hmm. has a better hamburger than Dusty Bun's.
I'm going to try that now.
They have a, I think they might also be a wall. I don't know what they call it, but. I think it's slightly better.
Have you ever been to the Cart Hop and River Park Cart Hop?
No.
That's my Cart Hop because I work very close to there. So I go on Tuesdays. And there's nowhere to sit. And the dust blows on you. And
see, okay. All right. This is good to know.
But other than that, it's usually really fast because I get there before everybody. And
see, that's the thing.
Yeah. It's nice to have
them. And they're so nice. It's nice to get something different in that area. You have a lot of choices, but it's good to get something that's...
See, but people don't like... They don't like that.
No, there's a lot of people.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. A lot of people show up. There's a lot of... And it's all the businesses in the area. There's a lot of offices in that section, so...
You'd think it'd be just jammed up.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, moving on
That's our band of the episode.
Is that where we'll go? Let's go. Yeah. Okay. So, a band of the episode. I know who I want to be the band of the episode. Did you have any?
I don't know. I'm thinking. I'm deferring to you because I don't think I have a problem with what.
So I think the band of the episode should be Light Thieves.
I agree.
And here's why I think that. Anytime that I see a band that plays as much as my band plays, I'm like, wow. And Light Thieves, they're playing all the time. They played last weekend for 420. I think they had like 5 shows that night.
Jeez.
It wasn't 5. It was like 3 or something. But they definitely played. So they've been playing a lot of shows. They're playing down in Visalia on Monday with Maps and Atlases. And it's just they're a great band. You know,
That's a big show to be playing.
Yeah, that'll be it. That'll be it. Yeah,
is huge.
So,
is that one probably sold out too?
I don't know.
Maps and Atlas is.
It's at the cellar door. So I'm not sure. I hope so. Mm-hmm. That would be great. So let's go ahead and cue up.
I think
Light Thieves.
How is that?
Let's hear it. Thank you. That's the, wow.
That's why they're good. They're much better. Great. It's even good, but it's like even way better live.
I think it is better
they
live.
They're so yeah. awesome live.
No, they're a really great band, and I think they have all been in other great bands, right? Like uh-huh. Grand Canopy and Fierce Creatures, Fierce Creatures and blah, 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 blah. But I think this band, they're really, really doing some cool stuff. They are in the midst of recording, or yeah, maybe they're done. I think
they're done about.
With their album. They had some issues album. With getting some stuff stolen or something.
They had a bunch of equipment stolen. And
fuckers.
Yeah, they're like
people do that, and I
and not my and more than that, it was cash. They had like they had been saving all their cash they've been making from their merch or whatever. All
right,
and they've been saving it for the album and stuff.
You stick
and
that in your underwear or else in your sock.
Somebody got that. Where did it get stolen from?
I think it seemed to me. I may be wrong. It seemed to me it was like their practice studio, but I'm not sure.
Anyway, so I think you can actually go online somewhere and help them out, give them some money.
Yes, there's a thing campaign. I'll put it in the show.
Indiegogo?
Yeah, there's an Indiegogo. I'm sure if you search Light Thieves and Indiegogo.
So, and you should definitely do that because they're great.
Try to put a link to it on the show.
Band of the week.
Show notes.
The band of the week. Band of the episode. Yeah. So, all right, I think.
It's time to plug it up.
I think that's where we're at.
I think it is.
So let's read. Can you cue us the music? Yes. Yes. How about you start this time? Is that how it goes?
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, I do know. Because I listen.
I listened to my
Reed own. Reed was like, should I change? Should I get new music for the podcast? And I was like, I like the music.
Yeah. You know, I never listened to the podcast, so I have no idea.
It's really good.
That's what I hear. People are very excited about it.
Good. I'm jealous, actually. I'm kind of wanting you, Reed.
Right.
Becky's like, he needs to do that for Darktown. Let's not bother Reed.
Yeah, well. He's got too much work to do. All right, so go ahead, plug.
Our other podcasts are, as always,
Darktown.
And who producer Becky's on. How's that going, that podcast?
My podcast is going okay.
Yeah.
It's been 7 years.
Almost eight.
Wow.
Almost eight. I hear. 139 episodes, mm-hmm. right?
140.
Yeah. That's a lot of episodes. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of repeated
what's that one a week?
What's bi-weekly? bi-weekly. This one is. Like, so. Yeah.
Cool.
And of course, the Perfect Pour. Craft beer podcast. A lot of craft beer stuff happening this year.
Oh man, it's crazy. Perfect it's getting crazy. There's so, Das Beer House that's
Beer House just
destroying it right now. And
you'll be on the newest episode. It may not. I think it should be. It may not be out when you're hearing
but
this,
soon.
But it'll be out around the same time as this episode. We talked to the guy that's doing a new brewery that's going to be opening up this summer. With the tap room and everything, House of Pendragon.
Oh, okay. Brewing. All right. Yeah.
And
is he part of the Warthogs?
He was. Yeah. That? Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so because I looked at him.
Homebrews guys.
Homebrew
uh-huh. Warthogs. Is it good? It's good.
Homebrews.
Is it good?
We had one of his beers and it was excellent.
Nice.
And he's gonna have a tap room there at Willow and East.
Whoa, North Fresno.
But it's actually technically closed.
Ah,
right on the border there. Right in the shopping center that Grog's is in, and the grilled cheese place.
I'll never go there.
That's really
it's far. Too far. Yeah. Too far for Josh. You're going to go there. It's good beer.
Well, if you take me there, I'll go. All right. Anything else?
That's it.
Don't Producer worry. Becky, anything you need to plug?
No, I don't have any plugs.
Well, there you go.
What?
Darktown.
You don't want to talk about your... Don't follow her on Twitter. She doesn't like it.
No,
I don't. Yeah, she has a Twitter account.
Well, you can. I will plug myself as a writer, reporter.
I will plug the Beehive. I love following the Beehive.
I will plug my.
Whoa.
Yeah, Beehive. I think. Yeah, no, it does some pretty good stuff.
She's great.
Yeah, other than me, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm cool, but
yeah.
So you can follow me on Twitter at Joshua Teehee, or see me there on the Beehive. Also, we'll plug my band. It'll Grow Back. We're got a big show coming up May 9th, Face to Face, Teenage Bottle Rocket, and whoever else is playing.
Face to Face. What's Face to Face?
They're a punk rock band. They're like one of those iconic kind of 90s I've heard of them. Punk rock bands. They're coming to Fulton 55.
Face to Face?
So. Fulton 55, good. Teenage Bottle Rocket.
You get to be on the Fulton 55 stage.
Face to Face us, and there's another band I can't think of the name, and then 24 Hour Bigfoot Attack. So,
ooh.
Should be a really cool show.
Have you heard 24 Hour Bigfoot Attack? Have you heard them?
Yes, I have, yeah.
What are they like?
They're punky. They're punky. One of the guys actually is in Santa Mira.
Okay.
Yeah, so we played with Santa Mira last week on Thursday. And one of the guys was saying that he's in that 24-hour Bigfoot Attack. So,
I want to hear them.
There you go. Anyway, cool night of punk rock, Face to Face, et cetera, at Fulton 55. People should go check it out.
And there'll be a date announcement for the Fuse Fest is coming shortly.
I think it's coming up shortly. Yeah,
We'll be announcing the date.
Fresno Urban Sound Experience.
The Fresno Urban Sound Experience Festival.
We also will have, maybe next time we'll talk a little bit more about the Fresno Covers Fresno compilation that's going to be coming out.
We're going to have Blake on.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of great stuff happening, and we'll talk about that all later. But for now, we will, I guess, say goodnight.
Find us on Twitter,
Flowing with Pod.
Flowing with Pod.
Is that what it is?
So.
Oh, no.
It is.
Find us on Stitcher. Find us on iTunes.
Rate us on iTunes, please.
Give us an A+.
And contact us through those ways.
Yeah, tell us what a good job we're doing or not.
Yes.
We always
tell us what we should be talking about.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea because this is just all whatever I want to talk about. Yeah. And maybe we should be talking about other stuff.
Maybe. As long as it's Fresno.
And. Bam!
Becky, come on.
Where's that song even come from? That's what I want to know.
See, 70s
porn?
If you listen to the podcast, Reed showed you where it came from.
I don't know.
Last time. All right. Yeah, he did.
Where did it come from?
It's from 70s
porn? I mean,
no, it was, or maybe he mixed it up. I don't know.
Reed's a talented man.
Reed's a genius.
Man.